In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kemesianda mashianda. In Jesus' name, kemesianda mariente kesianda. Thank you, Lord. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. And you won't go back either. Hallelujah. You won't go back either. Somebody out there better be saying, I'm not going back. Que me si anda, mi si anda. You know what the Lord has done for you. You know what the Lord has brought you through. You who are about God's business, welcome. Welcome to my page. My name is Nicole McGuire. You have heard some of my other audio recordings, and if you haven't, I encourage you to check out some of the messages that the Lord has so richly blessed me with. I thank you, Lord. I thank you because these messages uplift me. When I'm feeling down and out, I'll go back to the messages and I say, oh, yes, that's right. The Lord told me that. Oh, yes, the Lord did remind me that I need to be doing this and that. So you can do the same thing. Just record some of those things that the Lord has spoken to you about, whether you're using a pen, whether you're using a computer, whether you decide you want to put an audio together or even draw pictures or do paintings. But try to have the Lord's word in front of you at all times, because you just never know when that news comes through the phone or across the internet or wherever you might be that will shock you, that will send a blow to you spiritually. You want to be able to come up. You want to be able to reach out to the Lord during those trials and just praise him and thank him for all the things that he has so richly blessed you with. Now, let's get into the word of the Lord. Today's message deals with rebellion, because we are dealing with a rebellious society, aren't we? We're dealing with the kind of society that is all about me, 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 me. They're turning away from the Lord. Anytime somebody who's about God's business comes and teaches and talks and prophesies and prays, there's always this rebellious spirit that shows up in people's eyes and their mannerisms, the way they sit. The way they walk is terrible. It's terrible. Because the word of the Lord is coming forth, people just don't want to hear it. But if the devil's music is played, if ungodly things are said, they're all ears. They're laughing. They're smiling. They're having a good time. If you offer them something to drink, something to smoke, a place to hang out that's not about the Lord, they're all ready to go with you. But anything else, they have to, well, let me think about it. Let me pray about that. When you find yourself doing that, especially those that are slowly falling away from the Lord, when you find yourself doing that, come on back home. Ask the Lord, what's going on with me that I'm starting to feel like I'm not in love with you like I used to be? What's wrong with me that I'm finding that going out with the devil is more interesting than going out with you? What's wrong with me that I have to sit before men that are having some ungodly talks to feel good about me and where I'm going and what I'm doing? There's a problem, church, when we start acting like that. Oh, it's better to hang out with the people that's going to make me laugh and cussing and fuss and all that than to hang out with the people that's going to pray and prophesy and share dreams and talk about what the Lord is doing in the kingdom and teach us more about the wisdom of the Lord. When we start acting like we don't want that, there's a problem. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, it says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. There are those that have no problem submitting to the authority on the job. But when they come home, They have a problem submitting to that person who's running the household. They have a problem submitting to that person who's helping out with the household. There's a lot of rebellious children running around who don't want to listen to parents. They don't want to listen to the teachers, the police officers, because they've been hurt by these people. So they feel like, why should I listen? What is that going to do for me? I'll tell you what it's going to do for you. It's going to make you stronger. It's going to, where people try to weaken you, it's going to make you stronger. When I finally got that revelation, I was probably around 13 or 14 years old. And I started noticing that those things that people were telling me were actually benefiting me. I'm talking about the wise folks, the ones that were telling me things like, go to school, do your homework, get good grades, help me out with this, with my bills. I'm going to show you something and I want you to help out with the finances, or I want you to help out around the house. When I started really paying attention to what they were showing me, I realized they were really trying to help me. But my friends and those folks that I got my laughs with, those folks were not really trying to help me at all. They were trying to help their flesh. Okay, so we've got to be mindful of those that are taking care of business, if you will, household business, entertainment business, and any other type of business that is helping us out. We've got to pay close attention to those people, because God is using many people in all sorts of industries, law, health, medical, you name it, to edify Christians. And so that's what we have to be mindful of, is that there are those that God is definitely calling to help us all. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16 and 17, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. There's plenty of wise men out here who are really in awe of the Lord. They want to draw near to the Lord. There's women, the same thing that's going on. They want to draw near to the Lord. But the fool is in the background raging against all of that. Why are you trying to draw near to the Lord? What's that all about? Come on, just come sit down and watch television. You're always talking about that God stuff. Well, what's wrong with you? Why can't we just go out and have a good time? Here you go with your God talk, things like that. And when we run into these types of problems, we have to remember that the Lord is the one that's using us. All we are vessels. That's it. So don't take it personal. As much as sometimes it hurts, try not to take it personal when the fool is just running his mouth in the background about what you're doing and what you're not doing. Because when we do get angry, we end up looking like fools too. We end up saying and doing things just like the fool. Sometimes it's better just to have that blank stare and just stand there or sit there and just look at them or walk away. And then we move on to 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 and 23. It says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. So all of these people who think that it's so cool to reject those that are speaking words of wisdom, especially those that are sending messages straight from the Lord to these individuals who are in need of help. All of these critics and naysayers, the interesting thing is that because they're rejecting the Lord, the Lord's rejecting them. They don't see that. They don't see that. Oh, well, I don't like that. I don't like that message. I don't like that prophecy that you gave. You know, who are you? Because I do recall that you did this, this, and that. So how can you tell me anything about this? Because you're not about God's business. And they're just coming up with all sorts of ways to block everything that the Lord is putting in front of them. The Lord's rejecting them. And then they still think they have access to the Lord like they did back in 1975, 1989, 1990, 2003. If you keep rejecting God's people and you keep turning away from God's people and the messages that are coming across your screens from prophets and seers and teachers and you name it, what makes you think that the Lord is going to listen to everything that you have to say and honor what you're saying when you don't even honor him? I mean, but people, they miss it every time and they wonder, why is it that these things aren't working in my life? I don't get it. I keep praying. I keep this. Could you intercess for me on this issue and that? The Lord's not going to allow his people to keep coming and talking to folks who keep rejecting the word. So all of you all that keep praying and praying and praying, the Lord has been talking to some of you all and you've doubted him and said that, oh, that's not the Lord telling me not to pray for so-and-so. I'm here to tell you, yes, it was. It definitely was the Lord that was speaking to you. The Holy Spirit spoke to you and said, the Lord doesn't want you praying for this person and that person anymore. He's got a whole other list of people that need prayer. So you keep lifting up people that don't want to be lifted up. They told you that. But I'm going to keep praying for you anyway. You're being smart mouthed when you do that. I don't know if some folks realize that. When you go back and forth with a person and they say, I don't want you to pray for me. And you say, but I'm going to pray for you anyway. That's foolishness. And the Lord is telling me right now to stop it. To stop going back and forth with people. When they have rejected the Lord, move on. Jesus didn't stand there arguing with folks. He didn't stand there talking about, oh, Pharisees, if you don't get your act together right now, then this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And I'm just trying to tell you, if you would just listen to me, I'm just going to pray right now. Let me get my anointed oil. Let me lay my hands on you. Let me go grab my Bible. Jesus didn't do all that. He spoke God's word and he kept it moving. Get that through your head. Some of you all who are just determined to try to win this person to Christ. God is the one in the end that makes that decision. All you have to do is give him the word, send the message out like the postman. He takes your mail and he takes it to the post office and then the postal workers send it where it needs to go. That's what you're supposed to do. The postman is not supposed to be sitting there trying to debate with you about how many stamps you're supposed to use and what type of envelope to use. He's not going to do all that. And meanwhile, you're trying to come up with a whole bunch of reasons as to why this envelope works as opposed to that one and why you're going to only put this amount of postage on it. He's not doing that. He does his job and he moves on. Children of God, that's what we're supposed to do. Do our job and move on and stop agonizing over people who don't want to listen to you. Because guess what? God's going to move that person out of your life anyway. It's just a matter of time. If they don't start receiving, God's going to move you out of there. I said it when I'm in another audio where I talk about aspiring wives. And I talk about those that are troubled wives and as well as the divorced and the single. God is not going to keep you in places, woman of God, man of God, that people are just going to keep rejecting you and keep rejecting you. He's not going to do that. After a while, even God has an expiration date. And you can look up the scriptures in the Bible to see over and over again where he moved on. Isaiah chapter 1 verses 19 and 20. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. So we can be just as guilty as the rebellious. We can rebel against what God has just told us. He says, stop praying for certain people and we keep doing it anyway. He says, stop going over into this certain neighborhood. You keep doing it anyway. He said, don't go over to this person's house. But you insist on going over to that person's house anyway. You're rebelling. And now you're putting yourself in a position of falling away from the Lord. Because if you keep doing things your own way long enough, eventually you're going to stop hearing from the Lord. And you're going to start being your own God instead of acknowledging the one true God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 15, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Let me stop right there. We submit ourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, or for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. This is one of those scriptures that is taken out of context. We're not talking about submitting yourselves to every ordinance that's evil. Okay, it's for the Lord's sake, the things that are of the Lord, the will of the Lord, those things. Some people will take this scripture, especially those that are about Satan's business, will take the scripture and say, see, it says submit to the governor, submit to this, submit to that. No, it's not. We're not talking about just any ordinance. We're not talking about just any thing that they say that we're supposed to do. We're talking about the things of the Lord. So if that governor is about God's business, hey, God's people is going to also be about God's business under him, because they're going to do what they're supposed to do. Same thing with kings and anybody who's about God's business. We submit to them. We listen to what they have to say, because God appointed that person in that position. Now, man can appoint men in positions, women in positions, and it doesn't have to be according to the will of the Lord. That's why we have to pray as saints. We have to pray and go to the Lord and say, Lord, is this person somebody who I should be submitting to? Should I be holding on to their every word and doing what I'm supposed to be doing under their leadership? And if the Lord says, there's certain things that I want you to be mindful of, listen to them and go ahead and do what the Lord tells you to do. And then the part where it says, for so is the will of God, that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. You see, when you're submitting and you're showing that you respect this person, the ignorant, they can't help but just be quiet, because they know that there must be something special about this person, the reason why you're doing what you're told. And then it's funny, because ignorant, foolish people eventually end up doing the very thing that you're doing after they objected to it, after they found fault with everything. They end up in the end doing what they're supposed to under the leadership that they were fighting against. So it's funny how that whole thing works. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I love that. Christ Jesus had a mind that was about God's business. And so therefore, here we are entitled to the same mindset, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. I love that. No reputation. And took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled. I'm hearing that in the spiritual realm for somebody out there. Humbled. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus came down here, walked as a man, and he spoke what the Lord put upon his heart to speak. He did all that he was supposed to do. He didn't submit to men that were not about his Father, but he listened to those and respected those that even though they were not about his Father's business, there was still a reverence there. Did he do what they wanted? No. And we saw that's part of the reason why they wanted him gone, because he was doing the will of his Father and not the will of men. But some of us out here in the streets and in the fields and in the workplaces and other places and people's homes that are doing the will of the Father have to humble themselves. there's a problem with people going into other people's territory and acting prideful. And the Lord sees that. And that is why I repeatedly mentioned humbled, because somebody out there who's listening to this audio goes into people's homes and you're acting as if you know everything, and you're not allowing people to say too much to you because you're too busy telling everybody everything and you're not listening to anything. So the Lord says part of being humbled is to silence your mouth. Okay? In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. You're suffering, saints. We're all suffering, but we're learning. At least we're supposed to learn. And when we learn, then the Lord gives us more assignments. And then we learn from that, then he gives us more assignments. And when we're obedient, we get blessed. So we've got to keep on moving, saints. I know it's tiring. I know that, you know, you get tired of tweeting biblical messages. You get tired of going on Facebook and putting up scriptures. I know sometimes some of you all have a mission for answering people's comments. I'm not there yet. That's why a lot of my places where I'm speaking, I have not opened up that door yet. I have so many projects that the Lord has me on. That is not one of them. But for those of you who do comment and you do spend a lot of time speaking to individuals, you know how it gets. It's tiring. But just hang in there. Keep the faith. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, be therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Okay, there's that message again. We're humbling ourselves. We're humbling ourselves before the elders. We're humbling ourselves before one another. That's what we have to do. That's what we're called to do. So let's keep that in mind when we're going out here on the internet as well as offline. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. If you have a healthy respect for the Lord, then you're going to be very mindful of what you say to your brother and sister in Christ. And you're also going to be respectful of those who are not your brothers and sisters in Christ. Even though they're cussing you out and acting like a fool, and saying crazy stuff to you and telling you that you are nothing but a bleep, 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 that's okay. Because you know that if Christ had to go through all of what he went through, then you know you're going to go through all of what you're going through. But in the end, guess what we got? Eternal life. What we got is a peace of mind that surpasses all understanding. We've got connections to the Lord himself. We can be able to speak to him. He can be able to speak to us. We've got something that other people do not have. So you hold on to that and you just encourage yourself with that, knowing that there is a life beyond the one that we see, hear, feel, smell, and taste. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 21, there shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. When you know that there's people around you filled with mischief, people that are evil, we've got to say what needs to be said according to the Lord, as I mentioned earlier, and then we move on. We can't be standing there arguing with these wicked people. In Romans chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. This was something that I was seriously struggling with. I didn't quite know how I was going to arrest the flesh, arrest it in a sense where it didn't need to be fulfilled sexually, mentally, physically, and all of these other things that the enemy uses to attack us, to suppress us spiritually. But the Lord gave me the wisdom. He gave me the strength and the courage to be able to say no when I needed to say no to all sorts of things. And because of that, He was putting me in training. And even now, He puts me in training so that I'm not allowing myself to get caught up in things that will set me back spiritually. If we keep entertaining unrighteousness in music, in our associations, in what we do, then what we're saying is that the flesh is more powerful than the spirit. And by doing that, then we can't draw near to the Lord like we should. And then we can't hear from the Lord. That's why we have people that intercess for us and things like that when we're in transitions, when we're like, okay, I want to stop doing this, this, and that. So I'm going to try, but then you're going to need that support system. You're going to need the person to stand in the gap for you until you're able to walk on your own. And so for years, and I do mean years, that's what had to take place for with me. I had to keep being in front of someone or something spiritual, whether it was, it started off with television ministers, and then eventually I outgrew them and started seeing all sorts of stuff that was wrong with that. But at least it was a start. And then church, and then once I got to church, it became not just about listening, but also participating in the praise and worship, putting the hands up and saying the words to usher in the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, going to different studies and conferences and socializing with the like-minded over the phone and cutting off some people. And when you do all of that, that moves you into the spiritual realm with the Lord on another level. And this is how, this is what you have to do in order to keep your body from sinning. Because those that continue to do sinful things, all they are walking dead to the Lord. That's all they are. They just won't listen. It's that rebellion again. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. When we're walking with the Lord, sometimes we can be vain, if you will, in our thought processes and think we know more than other people, and we can get, as they say, self-righteous. And then in that process of acting that way, prideful and so forth, we don't get the understanding that we need to walk with the Lord. And then we start building up these walls around our minds and our hearts that God can no longer enter. And then before long, we start acting real ignorant about things. People will ask us questions and then we don't quite understand or know the answers anymore like we once did. And then some people will take notice of that and they will actually say, well, what's happened to you? Why are you acting different? You would, any other time, you would have known the answer to that question. That's because we got to that place where we're in that vain thinking. We think we know more than what we think we know. And so God, eventually He fades away. And the spiritual gifts get packed up and they go away too. And that happened to me for years. There was a season of drought for me where I just couldn't get my thought processes right when it came to spiritual things. So eventually what happens is you just don't think spiritually anymore. You can't use your critical thinking skills to be able to study the word and understand what you're reading. you start going off into some other direction. You start thinking about things like dusting, laundry, what shows coming on television and things of that sort, because you spent so much time in your own thoughts and the way you see things and not enough time spent trying to understand what the Lord wants you to know. And a lot of times we get disappointed at what God is showing us. So that also puts us in a position where we don't want to face the truth. And then we get caught up in what we believe and not what the Lord believes or what the Lord is showing us. And then we fade away. We fade out of the Bible reading. We fade out of the worship and the praise. We go off into the secular world, listening to secular music and watching secular shows, because God is showing us things that we don't want to see. And so what happens when you don't want to see something? You run away from it. You get busy. You distract yourself. But some of you all, you can keep running all you want, but the Lord says you can run, but you can't hide. And he's going to keep sending messengers to you. You think, okay, well, this woman, she's not good for me. That's all right. I'll find somebody else. And then you're going to find out that that woman has a side to her that the Lord's dealing with. And she's going to start saying things spiritually to move you to do some things that you need to do. And then some of you women out there, oh, I don't like what this man keeps telling me about the Lord, and it's just getting on my nerves, and on and on and on. Well, you're going to end up getting away from him, and then you're going to come across some people in your circle that's going to start reminding you again about the Lord. And some people, just like I said earlier, they don't know when to stop. But you heard the word, some of you all who's determined to win souls for Christ. There is an expiration date, and the Lord has been giving you that. So stop praying for certain individuals that just refuse to receive the messages that you're giving. And that can also dampen your spirit, and that can also cause you to become vain in your thinking and rationalizing what you ought to do and what you ought to say rather than listening to the Lord. I'm telling you, it's a dark place. It's not a place that you want to be. I spent years in it. And you do feel dumb. You feel real ignorant about a lot of stuff that you say to yourself. I know this. Why am I not getting it? Because you decided to go off into your own thought processes, and you didn't want to face what the Lord was telling you, and you didn't want to listen to the messengers of the Lord. And all that rebellion just put you right there in that dark place where it's just you. Now you're your own God, and you see what that does for people. Nothing. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. The Lord says, children of light. That's what you are, not of darkness. You see the dark stuff on television. You're buying the dark stuff for your children. You're putting up the dark pictures in your household. You're going to dark events. The enemy is having a field day with some of you all, and you actually brought spirits into your house. And if you don't have the kind of people in your house that are prayer warriors, that can join you in prayer to bind them spirits, it's a losing battle. It is a losing battle, because all they do is they leave, then they come back and they bring two more, three more, 10 more legions more with them. And before long, you have a house full of cockroaches, if you will. Cockroaches are spirits just crawling all in between the walls, up underneath the carpets, opening up your drawer. They're jumping out at you. And some of you actually got cockroaches in your house. And the Lord said that you're going to have to get rid of some things, some furniture. You're also going to have to get carpets lifted up off of your floors. And you're going to have pest control come in there and get in those crevices. And then you're also going to have to seal up some cracks, because I'm seeing some holes in the spiritual realm along some foundations in these houses. So in apartments, even, especially around your windows. So get those maintenance folks in there, get pest control in there, start throwing some stuff out. I mean, you can't even give it away. Some people, you've got some interesting creatures actually living in between some of your stuff. Don't even give it away. Just throw it away. Throw it in a dumpster. Okay, so that's your word for those of you who happen to come across my audio. And then this last verse is James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And it's funny because I'm telling you about pest control with some of you all. And because that will keep these bugs from coming back if you just keep with it over and over again. Well, it's the same thing when we're resisting the devil. We have to keep praising the Lord. We have to keep reading the scriptures. We have to keep the music on during certain parts of the day to remind us, especially when we're feeling most troubled or challenged, that the Lord, in order for the devil to stop coming so much, because he is going to come back. He showed up with Jesus once, and then he showed up, you know, other times before in different people and around him. And so you want to do the best you can to fortify that relationship with the Lord that you have. Resist the devil. The Lord says, resist him. And you've got to take up your own pest control, if you will, to make sure that, those cockroaches, those demons don't keep coming in your house. So stop buying the toys for your children that are dark. Stop buying the movies. When you hear your children complaining about shadows and they're telling you strange stories that you know that are off the wall, and they're scared at nighttime. Common sense says it's too much. They're being inundated with something that's not right. So you have to be the parent, and you've got to tell whoever, if that's you, if you're the guilty one, to stop doing it, and then start getting rid of some things. All the things that have the ugly faces, all the things that have those weird symbols, like one eyes, pyramid looking things, upside down pyramids, or right side pyramids. Even though they look harmless, those things are cursed. They're cursed. And if you do research on some of those groups that are out here that support the Luciferian philosophy, they pray over their things like a Christian prays over his or her anointed oil and Bible. They pray over their stuff, and they don't want blessings coming to you. They actually want you to take what you get and bless them with it. So monies, mainly monies. They want you to bless them with it and not bless the church and not bless your household or anything else. And that's why they keep bombarding the children with the commercials in between the children's programs, as well as some little advertising within the children's programs to get you to commit to buying these things. And they use the children just like the children are used in the stores, where they put the candy down by their hands for them to grab up so that you'll buy it. And parents take this sort of advertising and marketing too lightly. It's indoctrination. It's a dark indoctrination on the worst levels. It's turning children into greedy, rebellious, bratty little children who grow up to be that when they're adults. They start young. They start them young with the rebellion. And then the same people who start them young with the rebellion toward God, what they don't realize is they're also teaching them how to rebel against authority. So you have a lot of people running around that never have the good jobs, because they can't submit to authority. They don't listen to their parents. They don't listen to wise counselors. They have problems trying to do a lot of things because they were indoctrinated very young to walk as children of darkness rather than walk as children of light. So you may have once been a child of light, but somehow over the course of your life became a child of darkness. I'm telling you right now in Jesus' name that the Lord is calling you to deliverance, but you're going to have to walk with him. That means start sacrificing, giving some things up. Give up your time and go to the church sometime, for those of you who are listening who have turned your back away from those members of the Lord because of past experiences. Ask the Lord where you should go. And then when you get there, be prepared to walk down the aisle when the time comes. Well, I hope that this message has been a blessing to those of you all who are really trying to stay focused on the Lord and who really do not want to rebel. Thank you so much for listening.